Our reading is taken from Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 to 4. Long ago, at many times, in many ways, God spoke to the fathers, our fathers, by the prophets. But these last days he spoke to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God. The exact imprint of his nature, and he upholds the universe by the word of his power. After making the purification for the sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited. It is more excellent than theirs.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. What a very good afternoon it is. You lot are in fine voice, may I say. And the band are in fine form as well. Shall we give them a little clap here? Okay. Good. We're just going to give ourselves a little breather before the big finale. And as you rest your vocal cords, I want you to exercise your brains for a minute. I want you to have a think about this little question. How would you complete this sentence? Christmas wouldn't be Christmas without dot, dot, dot. Christmas wouldn't be Christmas without dot, dot, dot. What is it that for you makes Christmas truly Christmassy? Christmas jumpers? Christmas jammers? Turkey? Stuffing? Family dramas? Pigs in blankets? Fairy lights? Roaring fires on cold, dark nights? A journey home to see your folks. Awful Christmas cracker jokes. Your favourite film or TV show. A flake or two, at least, of snow. Christmas carols. Festive cheeses. Little donkey. Baby Jesus. A real tree, all fresh and green. Or a Christmas message from the Queen. Now, we'll all have our own ways of completing that sentence, our own personal Christmas traditions, things that for us represent the essence of Christmas. And I've deliberately ended that little rhyme with the Queen's Christmas speech because I just want to pause there for a moment. Christmas is the one day of the year when we are routinely addressed by royalty. When the Queen, Her Majesty Elizabeth II, by the grace of God of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland and of her other realms and territories, Queen, Head of the Commonwealth, Defender of the Faith, to give her her full title, appears in our living rooms by the magic of television and speaks to us. But here's the point that I want to make. The Queen is not the only ruler who is speaking to us at Christmas time. She's not even the most important ruler who speaks to us at Christmas time, because the message of the Bible, the message of Christianity, is that at Christmas, God, the ruler and creator of the universe, is speaking to us by his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who has come into our world to tell us and show us what he's like. That's what that Bible passage that our Christmas elf Walter just read for us is saying, isn't it? It's not a traditional Christmas reading. There's no mention of Mary or Joseph or shepherds or angels or wise men or little donkeys. But at the heart of that reading is a little phrase that sums up the meaning of Christmas. In these last days, and he means, you know, the days in which we live now, they're included, God has spoken to us by his Son. I love the carol Silent Night, which we sang earlier. It's my fourth favourite carol of all time. Beautiful tune, beautiful words. I even remember learning them in the original German when I was in primary school. Did anybody else do that? Yeah, one or two of you did. But if I have a quibble with Silent Night, it's this. The whole point of Christmas is that it breaks the silence. The night when Jesus was born was by no means silent. And I don't just mean, you know, of course, childbirth is never silent. There would have been crying baby, probably crying parents, possibly noisy animals. I don't just mean it's physically noisy. The night when Jesus was born was cosmically noisy, if I can put it that way. It was not a silent night, because what was going on then was the greatest act of speech, the greatest act of revelation that the world has ever known. Word of the Father now in flesh, appearing. God is a God who speaks. That's what Christmas means. God is not silent. God is not secret. God is not distant. God is not absent. God has spoken. And he has spoken climactically and definitively in the person of Jesus Christ, his baby son, born in Bethlehem all those years ago. Is there a God? What is he like? How can we know? These are questions that millions of people spend their lives wrestling with. And the answer to those questions is here, is Jesus, is Christmas, God speaking to us. Jesus was born to reveal God to us. And that's great news, isn't it? God has not left us in the dark, fumbling around as to the meaning of life. He's not created the universe and then run off to hide and watch us make a mess of things. A silent God, I think, would really be a cruel God. If God is silent, then frankly, we're better off with atheism. But God is a God who speaks. He's always been a God who speaks. Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets, that reading said. And God has now spoken in an ultimate way by his Son. So do you want to know who God is? Do you want to know what God is like? Do you want to know God? Well, then come to Jesus. Read the Bible, come to church, find out more about Jesus, and listen to what God is saying to you this Christmas by his Son. And as I finish, I just want to sum up what I think God is saying to us at Christmas in two words: glory and grace. Glory is all over those Christmas carols, isn't it? It's all over those verses from Hebrews, which contain phrase upon phrase about Jesus's glory, about his godness. That baby in the manger, the kid in the crib, is the heir of all things through whom God created the world. He's the radiance of the glory of God, the exact imprint of his nature, the one who upholds the universe by the word of his power, the one who, right now, this moment, is sitting at the right hand of the majesty on high, next to God his Father in heaven, the one who is superior to every angel that anyone has ever heard on high, herald ones or otherwise. I mean, that is a list of titles that puts even the Queen in the shade. Jesus reveals to us a God of glory who should make us go, wow. And if you've never read one of the accounts of Jesus' life, then we've got some freebies for you this Christmas time. Under the tree over there are some copies of Mark's Gospel, accounts of the glorious, the wow things that Jesus did and said during his time on earth. Help yourself to one of those. Christmas is God saying glory to us, but it's also revealing to us the God of grace. Jesus reveals a God of grace. The line in Silent Night that gets into my top five, if you like, that really makes the hairs on the back of my neck stand up, is that line in the final verse about the dawn of redeeming grace. That's what Christmas is, the dawn of redeeming grace, undeserved favor and undeserved salvation. Jesus didn't just show up to show off. Those words from Hebrews tell us that the mission Jesus embarked on at Christmas was to make purification for sins. And we're not going to go into all of that now. But let me just say, that is the tip of a very wonderful iceberg. Christmas leaves its own kind of mess, doesn't it? I mean, the wrapping paper gets ripped up and carelessly chucked aside. Other bits of packaging are haphazardly discarded. You generate a month's worth of washing up over the course of a single meal, and you're still picking Christmas tree needles out of your carpet in March. Christmas is great, but it's messy. There's a lot of collateral damage, isn't there? And in that respect, I think Christmas is a lot like life itself. Spiritually speaking, we've made a right old mess of things. We're in a right old mess. We haven't listened to the God who speaks. We haven't lived by his ways. And the Bible's word for that is sin. God's punishment for sin is death. And we're all equally guilty. We're all under the same sentence. So if we're to have any hope of a relationship with God, any hope of knowing him, we need somebody to deal with our sin. We need somebody to clean up after us. And that is what Jesus did. He came down, right down to earth, to show us God, and he came right down to death so that he might take us to God by laying down at Easter the life he first took up that Christmas. He is the God of glory and the God of grace. Mild, he lays his glory by. Born that man no more shall die. Those are the wonderful words we'll be singing in a minute. That is the essence of Christmas, the ultimate royal address. God speaking to us by his Son. God speaking to us words of glory and for grace. That's why, for me, for many here, for millions across the world, even for the Queen herself, I think, Christmas wouldn't be Christmas without Christ. Here's the real Christmas story. God is speaking grace and glory. God is speaking words of truth, of flesh and blood and living proof. God is speaking by his Son, speaking now to everyone, calling us to come adore, to come and bow the knee before, to come and worship, come and own the King who made a crib his throne. Let me wish you a very, very Merry Christmas indeed, and a Happy New Year, and every blessing, and encourage you to really go for it as we belt out our final carol, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.